Okay then, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we do have broadly very indecisive markets with a distinct kind of lack of direction and clarity in these markets. And we'll go through some of the main markets that we're looking at in just a moment. It's quite easy and very straightforward to kind of summarize or to identify what this market condition is. It's lower volume, it's kind of indecisive price action, a lot of up and down without any significant moves across some of the most significant markets. So it's not ideal trading environment right now. As a result, our trade frequencies are lower. So the number of trades we get into over the last number of weeks are a little bit lower than what they would be normally. We'd look for sort of 1 to 2 trades a day. Last week, I think we took 3 trades over the course of the whole week, and I think most of them were on Friday. So not particularly useful. And we just want to go back to our basics almost, in that if we don't have the dynamics for the trade, if we don't have, obviously every trade has different characteristics. And if that doesn't point to either a buy trade or a sell trade, we are comfortable being patient and waiting rather than feeling the need to kind of pull the trigger on a regular basis just for the sake of kind of trading. So it's really going back to basics almost, and looking to identify what we refer to as a high probability trade. And if we get those opportunities, it's like we've been able to sort of edge into a few trades, but we're not trading with huge confidence at the moment because of these sideways moving market dynamics. So the whole idea of the session is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we want to kind of call it as we see it. So without further ado, let's get straight into it then. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope you're all keeping well. Just to let you know, we are broadcasting from France till the end of next week. So we don't have the camera as normal, but you know, there won't be hopefully any disruption at all to any of our daily broadcasts, and then we'll be back to normal the week after next. Okay, so please see our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. And just as a quick introduction, really, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So do you have a means in which you can identify where the best opportunities are coming from or where they're likely to come from? It's more about probability than anything else. Then looking at your strategy in terms of where do we then want to get in and exit those types of markets? How do we manage our risk? How do we manage the trade itself when it moves in our favor? Do we have a means in which to mitigate risk? And the euro dollar was an interesting one where we were able to break even towards the end of last week. We kind of reversed very aggressively in the early part of this week. And yesterday and today, we're beginning to roll back over to the downside, in which case we can get into that trade again. So holding these pullbacks is not something we're interested in doing right now, especially when the nature of the pullback doesn't really make a huge amount of sense, where we're looking for the dollar to strengthen against something like the euro. And our bias is very much to the downside, and then it goes through a bit of a bullish rally. So it's a bit of price manipulation. We want to sort of wait until prices start to roll back lower. So I'll explain now with the charts in just a second. And trade psychology is also a very important feature of these market dynamics. So just to let you know, we do address these considerations every day in our live broadcasts. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use. We try to be as disciplined as we can with our capital. We're trading smaller size at the moment. So we're trying to take the aggressive risk out of our trading at the minute. And I think that has paid off quite nicely. because of the sideways moving pattern, and be patient as well. Okay, so a bit of an interesting news development just in the last few hours, and it's we had mentioned there's a few economies printing their inflation numbers, and we know from 2 weeks ago that the US economy reacted in a very bullish fashion to very, very slightly weakening headline inflation numbers, 10 basis points weaker than expected. But what we're seeing elsewhere is a bit of a different picture, and I don't think there's any doubt in terms of headline inflation. The US in this month's print, so for the month of May, benefited from lower oil prices and energy prices, and those have now rallied quite aggressively. So we wouldn't be as hopeful for a further reduction in inflation like a lot of the analysts and the markets themselves would be expecting. And certainly things like the Fed, they adopted a little bit more of a hawkish view in their last meeting, which was interesting because we thought that should have provided these markets with a little bit of weakness, and instead they kind of rallied to all-time highs yet again. So we're seeing that behavior play out over and over and over again, and that will be the case unless something changes. So looking at inflation very, very carefully, if we look at the BOJ, previously it was 1.8, coming in 2.1. Not an insignificant bounce. It's the peak was up at 3.4. Now we're down at 2.1. So let's just say higher than expected inflation for the Japanese economy. Then we move over to the Canadian economy. And just looking at a kind of headline month on month, expecting 0.3, expecting headline inflation to actually drop, and it's coming in above the previous month. And that's month on month. And then the year on year numbers are broadly higher than expected. So that's interesting in the sense that other major economies are actually showing stronger inflation rather than weaker inflation, which is what central banks and the politicians are advocates of. So then we look at the Australian economy. Again, not an insignificant economy at all. We're previously 3.6, coming in at 4.0. So a sizable uptick in headline inflation for the Australian economy. So there's a pattern potentially that we can identify with. Now, the whole reason why inflation is important is because of the impact that it can have on central bank with regards to cutting rates or potentially even raising rates. And if these economies need to stay higher for longer, then it's potentially positive for the currency. And if they start entering a bit of a cutting pattern like the ECB and the SMB, then it's more likely to be weaker for the currency. So we saw a bit of a rally off the back of this news event, 3:30 a.m. UK time. Very much in line with expectations. Now, it's not giving us an out-and-out buying opportunity just yet, certainly not against the dollar, but it's inching a bit closer to that. But we've got the conflict where you've got this interest rate narrative playing out across different markets. So the ECB and the SMB have started to cut. It looks like the US need to pause and hold for longer. It looks like the RBA need to pause and hold for longer. And perhaps the BOJ need to stick to current. Perhaps the BOC as well. And the BOC are at 4.75. The Aussie dollar's at 4.35, so that's looking like it needs to stay put. And the Swiss franc have already lowered from 1.75 to 1.25, and a 25 basis point cut for the ECB as well from 4.5 to 4.25. So we're getting these differentials between these central banks because of inflation and kind of lower growth. Okay, so the question is, what does this mean? Like, from a news perspective this afternoon, there's nothing of any major concern. It's probably worth noting that consumer confidence did come in line with expectations yesterday. If you went back to the beginning of this year, you could say that the consumer was a lot more confident than it is now, but we're still at that 100 level. And the consumer accounts for the majority of overall activity in the US, to the tune of about 70% is the economy is consumer driven. So this afternoon, nothing of any significant significance for these markets until 4 p.m. where we get new home sales. It'd be interesting to see if there's a bit more weakness potentially filtering through. So last time around, it was 634,000 new home sales. Is that going to inch lower, or will we bounce a little bit? A difficult one to call. The problem with new home sales is obviously the cost of refinancing and mortgages has gone up quite considerably. So it is likely to impact new home sales to the downside. So that's just a run through of the markets from a news driven perspective, and want to just comment on US bond yields. They're pretty flat, as in they're not really doing an awful lot, not giving us that much information. We still have inverted bond yields as well. The 10-year versus the 2-year is there's still that sort of 45 to 50 basis point differential between the 2 and the 10-year. So there's nothing really to work with as far as the bond yields are concerned. So we can't really say that that's likely to support a trade either to the upside or to the downside. So technically speaking, what opportunities do we have? That's the interesting question. And we're in the euro dollar to the downside. We're also in the S&P with our stop loss at all-time highs. And we're also looking to sell crude oil. But do have a look at this, and I'll keep these. I mean, we're up a bit, we're down a bit. It's not making too much progress, really. But look at the price action really over the last 2, 4, 6, 7 or 8 days. It's very much consolidative in nature. And yesterday we had a bit of a strong rally. I suppose, will we get some continuation today? So we've got these prices. I'll look at crude oil. So sometimes it's just more important to step back and look at these markets as simply as you possibly can. And we'll put one of our support and resistance boxes in at this price action. And all we're simply saying is, from a market summary perspective, we're pretty much sideways moving. So with each of these markets, and these are the most widely traded markets in the world, What we're talking about here is the S&P 500. In the middle, we've got the NASDAQ, which are your tech stocks, and they've been heavily weighted in favor of this AI rally. So we've seen markets like NVIDIA rally. Also, we've seen the S&P and the NASDAQ follow suit. And we'll have a look at NVIDIA now in just a second. But with each of these markets, with each of these markets, we've got a bit of an upside view. S&P above the 54.90. The NASDAQ kind of above the 19,900 level. The 81.60 in crude oil. Gold, we want to see a breakout above the 24.28. Now, a lot of these are flawed because they are momentum highs, are all-time highs, more so with regards to the S&P, the NASDAQ, and gold. The dollar-Swiss trade is kind of no major surprise. We had a bit of a rally lower and then a really strong bounce. We've kind of been stalking it now for a few days, but it's only ever so grinding higher. So hopefully we'll get a better opportunity to start buying pretty shortly. Now we're in a similar trade. So the euro dollar as well, you know, above the 107.50, we probably expect a little bit of an upside move. But equally with this sideways moving pattern, we could look for a sell trade roughly below the 106.80 level. If this market makes a lower high and starts to roll back over to the downside in favor of the Swiss franc, we wouldn't be keen on a sell trade in the dollar Swiss, to be fair, but the opportunity would be there to discuss. We'd probably look at markets like the Aussie dollar, for example, if the dollar starts to weaken. Gold looking to sell below the 22.85. Crude oil looking to sell below the $80 level, which is pretty accurate. And if we fail to move higher for the S&P and the NASDAQ, we're looking for that kind of rollover trade. So this bullish candlestick to see a long wick like we saw on Monday, sort of strong rally, and then it bounced off the highs and rolled over and then started to look really quite aggressive. But we've got 2 days of lows where this market was unable to make further progress to the downside, and now it's kind of bouncing. Yesterday we saw a bit of a bounce off those lows with prices looking to rally a little bit. So how much will these markets rally? Will they go back to all-time highs? It'd be an interesting trade if it does. We've got a mixed market dynamic in terms of a strong dollar, certainly against the euro and the Swiss franc, which is kind of in line with our expectations. But the S&P and the NASDAQ, they're kind of doing their own thing. They're kind of bouncing off the back of the inflation narrative. So we look at these markets and we can comfortably say we're in a sideways moving pattern. And and for some of these markets, we've been in a sideways moving pattern for quite some time. The euro dollar 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 days. So nearly 2 weeks, hence our sort of mild hesitation about these market dynamics. Some of the volume is quite low. Other volume levels are a bit higher than would be expected, but our bias still for now is the S&P to eventually roll over to the downside. We might have an opportunity to add something like the NASDAQ if these prices don't continue higher. Euro dollar expected to continue lower. Crude oil, our bias is still in favor of weakness, but today now we're getting a bit of a strong rally, and it's just up and down, up, down, up, down, up. So if we fail to break those new highs with our stop loss above those levels, will we tomorrow sees a bit of a bearish move. That's what we're looking at. So really, not really too much clarity. There's probably an opportunity to start selling the euro dollar. The euro dollar is slightly better positioned than the dollar Swiss. So a bit more indecision than we would like. Just having a look at a couple of the other. Got a bit of a retracement yesterday in the Dow Jones. So we seem to be seeing a rally in the S&P and the NASDAQ yesterday. And a bit of weakness in the Dow Jones. The DAX, strong rally today. Now, yesterday, just indecision. And the Nikkei. So finally getting a bit of a boost. We're now breaking out of this sideways moving pattern. So the problem with the yen and the Nikkei is BOJ intervention. Can we say that the BOJ won't intervene in these markets? The last time prices were up at these levels, we saw pretty significant intervention from the BOJ, and we're inching ever so close to the 160 again. So this market could be on the verge of experiencing another round of intervention. And the problem with intervention is they've warned the markets, but you can never. It's really down to the timing in which they pull the trigger on those trades. So are we wanting to get into a buy trade in the Nikkei? So many question marks over these markets. So we kind of need to make you aware of that currently. Not ideal, but not a lot we can do about it. It's just a market condition that we've been through many times before, and we're obviously going through it all again. So this market is firmly mixed in nature. We've got the dollar strengthening in parts, and we've got a strengthening equity market as well. That's a little bit upside down. We've got the bond markets falling asleep and just moving sideways and not providing any sort of direction whatsoever. So unfortunately, it's very much as we are. We want to keep all options open. We're looking for that US indice weakness. It's more technical in nature than it is from a fundamental perspective. The AI rally is in full force, and how long will it continue without a corrective move is what we're looking at. And the potential for the dollar strength trade, yeah, being selective is important. You don't want to be selling the Aussie dollar, for example, off the back of the inflation numbers. So if there's weakness across the board, we could look at the Aussie dollar. If there's dollar strength, we could look at the euro dollar and the dollar Swiss. So we've got a few options, but I think keeping options open is is the phrase of choice, and I think that's worth looking at. So very similar to yesterday. Yeah, so Sam, what exactly is the intervention they do? Basically just getting their cash reserves and buying the yen in significant quantities. So the last time this market rallied up to 160, for whatever reason, they determined the 160 as the line in the sand. And so prices rallied higher very aggressively and they keep talking about the range of volatility. They don't mind, I think, grinding prices, but when they see really strong, explosive price action, they wanted to almost fight that. And they did for 2, 4, 5 days, 5 day period, significant yen purchasing against the dollar, against the euro, This is the same dynamic and against the pound. So that is yen BOJ intervention. And it's just simply buying the yen against the pound, euro, and dollar, and many other major currencies. And that's all they did. They executed trades with their cash reserves to try and weaken the yen because of the impact that it has on the Japanese economy. So does that make sense there, Sam? What we will do is discuss it in a little bit more detail when we switch rooms. So that's our trade plan. It's broadly mixed. So what that means is we can be patient, wait for good opportunities. If we do trade, we can trade with lower size. And that's kind of good practice during broadly lower volatility with a mixed market dynamic. You know, the last thing you want to do is take a very aggressive view of these markets right now. Now, this will all change. There'll be a catalyst for change. We're not sure what that is. Could it be geopolitical? Could it be conflict-based? Could it be trade war-based? Could it be all these elections going on for the French economy and the US economy? There's going to be a catalyst for some direction. And markets are just bubbling away at the minute, not really doing a huge amount. All right. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. The narrative picture is a bit distorted. We've got a strong dollar in place. We've got a strong indice market in place. So we could argue these dovish, hawkish narratives till the cows come home, and it won't really benefit us to any huge extent right now. And that's only just these current market conditions. All right, then, guys. So listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetradingroom.com. Feel free to connect with us there if you can, if you need. Great stuff. On that note, listen, take care. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks, everyone. We'll be in the other room now in just 60 seconds. So we'll see you shortly. Bye for now.